You are now tuned in to the Pop Drones show every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. until 11:30. Plenty of new stuff to get to this week, including some brand new stuff by Guinea Worms, Balaclavas, and a brand new cassette by Peaky Lights, which I'm very excited to play a little later in the show. Got a little ambient section towards the end. That last track there was a brand new one by Cloud Nothings, their release on the upstart label group Tightener. We're going to get right back into things here. This is a brand new one by Wet Dog.
We'll be right back. Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
You're back with Pop Drones, CITR 101.9. That started off this morning with a brand new one by Cloud Nothings, released on the Group Tightener label. Group Tightener, best known so far for releasing a very limited Best Coast 7-inch, which we played here many a times. That Cloud Nothings will probably get some more plays down the line. Follow that with a brand new one by the UK band Wet Dog. Brand new LP on the Captured Tracks label entitled Frau House. And that track was called Tidy Up Your Bedroom. And then we had a little sneak peek from a brand new one by the Dum Dum Girls, soon to be released on the Sub Pop label. That one will be everywhere, all up in your face, unavoidable, but definitely for a reason. The album's called I Will Be, and that track there was called It Only Takes One Night. And another little sneak preview from Austin's Woven Bones, from a brand new Hozak LP, due out, actually not until May. I managed to get my my little hands on that. The album's called In and Out and Back Again. I'll let you know a little further down the line when it is actually available. You're not going to want to miss that one, all you garage nuts. That track was called Blind Conscience. And then we heard a brand new one by Nothing People, taken from their self-titled 7-inch released on Permanent Records based out of Chicago. And that track was called Enemy with an Invitation. Now we have a double shot from a band from Columbus, Ohio, called the Guinea Worms. This is their first foray into a full-length material, and it's actually a double LP. So we're going to play two tracks here coming up. This is a Guinea Worms on Pop Drones.
We'll be right back. makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Last track there was a brand new one by the Spits, who we haven't heard anything from in a little while. Brand new 7-inch released on Slovenly. Before that, we heard the Mighty Rot Shit from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Brand new 7-inch released on the Columbus Discount label. That track there was called Dead Eye. And if you ever grab that 7-inch, there's a little insert with some lyrics. Pretty interesting stuff, that track there. Basically, verbally abusing Mike Sniper, a.k.a. Blank Dogs. Pretty interesting stuff. Not sure what the history is there. But pulling no punches, to say the least. And from what I hear from their live shows, they do the same. A little review here from a horrible fest in Cleveland, Ohio. Apparently, the show got out of hand as soon as it began with Pittsburgh Blast Punk Rock. Punks Rot Shit starting their set by whipping a live eel at the audience. Tables and chairs got thrown around, and club owners threatened to stop the show 2 minutes after it began. Rot Shit played for about another 3 minutes, shoving crowd members, knocking their beers into their teeth, and quickly earning the wrath of most of the audience. And that pretty much sums up their sound right there. Brand new 7-inch. Released on the Columbus Discount label, who are pretty busy. They just did the double LP released by Columbus, Ohio's Guinea Worms, who you heard before that two times, in fact. And right now we're going to get to some more Columbus, Ohio stuff. This is El Jesus de Mexico. This is the flip side of their brand new cassette on Goatee Tapes. And we played the A side last week. We're going to go with the B side. Enjoy.
We'll be right back. castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and junes and fruits for you, busy dancing where you feel, as every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. We'll be right back.
NPR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat, The Wallflower Modern Diner, Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
You're back with Pop Drones, CITR 101.9. That last track there was a brand new one by a group called Heavy Chains, a local band featuring members of New Sensei, Mutators, and White Lung. Some interesting MP3s thrown my way. No releases as of yet, but I'm sure once a cassette or something pops my way, we'll be hearing all about it. But until then, we got some MP3s. And that track there was called Kids in Heat. Some pretty promising stuff there. Some almost Brain Bombs-esque, but on the lighter side of things, if that's imaginable. Before that, we got a double shot from the city of Houston. We heard Indian Jewelry with a brand new track entitled Oceans, taken from a new LP, soon to be released on the We Are Free label. It's entitled Totaled. Before that, we heard their good friends, also from Houston, the Balaclavas, with a new EP on the Dull Knife Records label. That one's called Roman Holiday, and the track there was called True Believer. Before that, we heard from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, The Factory Men, released sometime last year, actually. I just managed to get my hands on it. Now, the record's called Shit Man. That track there was called Blank Dream. Starting the set off was El Jesus de Mexico with Dave's song from their brand new cassette on Goatee Tapes. And we're going to get into another track here by on Goatee Tapes. Amazing label. I believe it's based out of Connecticut in the eastern United States. www.goateetapes.com, and that's Goatee spelled G-O-A. T.Y. Highly recommend that stuff if you're into cassette culture, and all sorts of little bits added in, and some nice packaging done overall. This right now is Trudgers from California with a nice take on a sort of a lesser known Smashing Pumpkins track, believe it or not. This is Trudgers on Pop Drones.
Thank you. thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Brand new one from Peaking Lights there in a Gone in a Flash cassette released on the Fuck It Tapes label. Sort of a collaborative effort with, Fuck It Tapes is actually run by Jeremy Earl, also known as the main man behind the band Woods and the label Woodsist. But way back when he first started, it was just a cassette label, Fuck It Tapes, and issued a lot of stuff from some bands that ended up being pretty big, Blues Control being one of them, Rope Door, and a few others. But he seems to have fired the old tape label back up, and that Peaking Lights one was Gone in a Flash. If you look it up on the old internet there, I'm sure you can find a download of it. Before that, we heard Trudgers with We Only Come Out at Night, a Smashing Pumpkins cover taken from Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. And if you're anywhere near my age and you were a teenager when that came out, I'm sure you either loved that record or you might have even hated it. I definitely fall in the love category, so hearing a cover from that record that's not a single is kind of funny to hear every once in a while. Right now, we're going to go into some ambient stuff so you can kick back for a bit. This is Sam Goldberg, who also moonlights in another duo called Mist. We played last week. Might try to jam some in here at the end of the show. This week, the other half of Mist is John Elliott from Emeralds. So this is Sam Goldberg with a brand new, this is a sidelong track here, untitled, brand new LP on the Weird Force label entitled Current. This is Sam Goldberg on the Pop Drones Show. And you're back with Pop Drones. We are about to wrap things up here. That was a nice little ambient piece from Sam Goldberg, better known as one half of Myst, who he shares synth duties with John Elliott of Emeralds, another synthesizer group. And we're going to end things off. I'm feeling a little sleepy after that. We're going to end things off with another little ambient piece before we get to Mr. Luke Meat and his show, A Noise, coming up in about 5 minutes. This is a brand new one that's sent my way by the man himself. This is a brand new one by Kyle Bobby Dunn. Definitely a front runner for me in current ambient musicians, right up there, Stars of the Lid. And that man right there that we just heard, Sam Goldberg. So this is Kyle Bobby Dunn with Empty Gazing, taken from his 2-CD release, A Young Person's Guide to Kyle Bobby Dunn. That's it for us this week, and we will talk to you next week. This is Kyle Bobby Dunn on Pop Drones.